คุ้นเคยแต่ก็ไม่คุ้นเคยนะไปที่ไหนมันเครือข่ายเดียวกันมันพี่น้องกันความรู้สึกเป็นกันเองไปที่ไหนก็ได้เงินความอบอุ่นทั้งญาติโยมทั้งบาอาจารย์สบายใจ
Uncle says he's come to a new place, but still feels like he's amongst relatives. Feels like he's amongst friends because then, no matter what the weather's like here, then the welcome has been warm. So he feels very easy and comfortable here. Just like Lumpo said, and I also before I went to Canada, my imagination went there first, and I. Seen so many pictures of such deep snow that I never really had anticipated such natural beauty, and hadn't realized how different it was in the hot season. But seeing this place, then I can see it's very suitable for practice, because it's suitable for viveka or seclusion, and that viveka comes in three levels. There's the kaya viveka, and that's when one's body is secluded from stressful environments, and then there is the citta viveka, when one's mind is secluded from unpeaceful thoughts, and upadhi viveka, which is seclusion from defilements of mind or kilesa. So an environment like this can really be supportive because it's a natural environment, and it's also a quiet and peaceful environment. So first of all, the mind will be proliferating much less, and secondly, all that it sees is natural, and it's not conducive to unwholesome states of mind, and so the kilesas don't arise so much. But if we're in an unnatural environment of pollution and all kinds of problems, then all sorts of bad feelings tend to arise. And when we're in that situation and we want to create peace of mind, we have no choice but to close down our sense of sight and hearing. But here we can open up, because with our eyes all we see is trees, and with our ears all we hear is the sound of the insects. And so it's very conducive for bhavana, or mental cultivation. I'd say it's a very supportive environment. But then, even so, the most important thing is wisdom, because in this environment, it's a secluded environment. It's not yet safe. And you can say that it's peaceful, but it's a piece of changing one's environment, or running in a way, it's a piece of hiding away from those less peaceful environments. So it's not as safe or secure as the peace that comes from wisdom. And then it can be that when we go out of a peaceful place, then we're startled by the chaos of the world. And so that's why it's said that when we practice in a peaceful place, we shouldn't forget the chaotic world outside. And then when we are practicing in a chaotic place, we shouldn't forget the peace inside. Those two aspects of viveka, of seclusion of the mind, and then true seclusion from kilesa, are actually quite different, and just temporary peace of mind is much inferior to true liberation from kilesa. And that peacefulness of mind just comes from the power of samadhi, and it's not yet complete, because the mind isn't yet keeping up with the kilesa. But then the peacefulness from kilesa is when those kilesas are put to peace with wisdom, and the mind is finally brought to peacefulness through wisdom, through seeing with wisdom, seeing anicchang, impermanence, seeing dukkang, that's suffering, and for seeing anatta, seeing not self. And if one sees with wisdom, then wherever one goes, one still sees it. If one doesn't see with wisdom, then one's just looking for a place where one can go, which would be really peaceful and happy. But there's no truly peaceful and happy place in the world. The only way that one can achieve true peace is through knowing and understanding the world, through wisdom. And so this is why we give the greatest importance to the arising of wisdom or the arising of Buddha, because that's the only true method for peacefulness.
Amen.
Do you understand?